He's Sick on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a scattered shower or two, otherwise partly sunny today, mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunny, lower 80s. On Thursday, sunny, around 80. And on Friday, some clouds, some sun, and temperature in the lower 80s. We'll get the details on that forecast with Pat Pagano in just a few minutes. Connecticut legislators are returning for a special session to finalize the state budget and cannabis bill. They'll be returning in a two-day special session. The Democratic-controlled Senate is scheduled to convene today at 11 o'clock, and the House is meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. The legislature needs to pass legislation to carry out various provisions of the two-year $46.3 billion budget that bipartisan House and Senate majorities passed last week in the final days of the regular session. Legislators are also slated to vote on legalizing the production, distribution, sale, and possession of cannabis for adult recreational use. The Senate narrowly approved legislation in a 19-17 vote with less than 48 hours left, but the threat of a prolonged debate derailed a House vote. An injured hiker was rescued after chasing a runaway dog in Great Barrington. That hiker was rescued on Saturday afternoon after falling down a steep embankment along the Housatonic River shortly after 12:30. The police and fire personnel and Southern Berkshire Volunteer Ambulance Squad were called to an area between Greenlawn Cemetery and the river off Van Dusenville Road, according to the Great Barrington Fire Chief, who said the first responders found a hiker with a minor ankle injury about 40 feet below the embankment. The victim was climbing down the hilly terrain to help another man he was hiking with on a small trail above the river, who had chased after his dog that got away. The dog owner could not get back up the embankment, prompting the second man to climb down, only to fall, trying to reach the first man and the dog. The wife of the dog owner also followed the second man down the embankment. All three were unable to climb back up the trail. They believe the three-person party then called a friend, who called 911. The Great Barrington Fire Department tech rescue team went to work rigging up ropes and haul lines, saying that each person slipped into a harness and were assisted safely back up on the trail within 30 minutes. The injured person was treated on the scene, according to officials. The Mount, the home of Edith Wharton Restoration, hopes to embark on a historical renovation project to restore Laurel Lake Shorefront Farmhouse, built by Wharton and her husband Teddy in 1906. The house, uninhabited for 12 years and deteriorating but with solid bones, is on a 3.4-acre lot jointly owned by Lennox and Lee. It's part of the 16-acre lakefront Edith Wharton Park, also co-owned by the two towns since 1971. In order for the Mount to acquire and restore the farmhouse, town meeting voters in Lennox and Lee will be asked to authorize their select boards to transfer ownership of the lot while preserving local conservation restrictions in perpetuity to prevent any future development of the property. The remaining acreage of the Edith Wharton Park, a lakefront meadow, would continue under joint ownership of Lee and Lennox Conservation Commissions to preserve the open space. Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting coming up tonight at 5 p.m. In Sheffield, the Agricultural Commission has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting coming up at 7:30 via Zoom. Millerton elections being held today. Deputy Mayor Jen Nijak is running uncontested and has been endorsed by both local and Democratic-Republican committees. Three candidates are running for trustee: Republican David Sherman, a Democrat, Flora Brooks, and a Democrat, Lori Kerr, who has been nominated by both parties. In Salisbury, coming up tomorrow, TRAC has their meeting at 6 p.m., and Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets on Wednesday at 5:30 as well. Also on Wednesday in Kent, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 6 p.m. Conservation Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. And then coming up on Thursday, the Torrington Area Health District meeting at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, they have a monthly meeting of the Economic Development Committee, and that meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 6:30. Sharon said a school will honor their 8th grade graduates with a community parade. It will be on Main Street in Sharon beginning at about 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 16th, with a rain date of Friday, June 18th. Rolf Jansen Community Library presents Chit Chat on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Join ovate nail expert Cody Gilbertson for a lesson on snails that are so rare it only exists in one place. Visit rojanlibrary.org/adult-programs for login information. in the town of Northeast coming up on Thursday. It's the ZBA meeting. Sharontown meeting will also be held on Thursday for the $1.1 million installation of air conditioning at Sharon Center School. Will be the subject of that special town meeting, which begins Thursday at 6 p.m. in person. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise, once again, is coming up on Thursday in North Canaan at the VFW with the Kevin Matchy Band. All activities will be held rain or shine from 6 till 9 p.m. Coming up on Friday the 18th, it's Books and Blooms. It runs through the 20th to benefit the Cornwall Library. More information is available, of course, at the Cornwall Library or from members of the Cornwall Garden Club. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk with the advent of summer-long series of events on the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, Bears for Kids, sponsored by the Norfolk Land Trust. More information at norfolklandtrust.org/index.html. A free community shredded drive-through event and food drive will be held on Saturday the 19th at Salisbury Bank's Lakeville branch from 9 till noon. Limit 4 bags, boxes per car. It is a drive-through event. If you're not vaccinated, wear a mask. If you are vaccinated, it's optional. You'll be guided to drop off your boxes at the designated area to be shredded by bank staff. Stay in your car until you reach that drop-off point. Also, consider bringing in some food for their food drive to help neighbors in need. Non-perishable food and household items along with your items to shred. South Armenia Presbyterian Church Post Homebound Sale. You can celebrate the longest shopping day of the year at their Hot Post Homebound Sale. A great chance to pick up things for future gifts. It'll be Saturday from 10 until 2 at the Parish Hall, 229 South Armenia Road. Food available, including baked goods, sponsored by the South Armenia Presbyterian Church. Innisfree Garden at 362 Terrell Road will offer a curator's tour on Saturday the 19th at 10 a.m. with landscape curator Kate Karen. More information, innisfreegarden.org for details and to register. Social Equity Anti-Racism Workshop being held June 19th in Falls Village. Falls Village and Northwest Quarter residents are invited to join facilitator Carol Taylor for a workshop about social equity and anti-racism on Saturday, 1 to 3:30 at the DM Hunt Library in Falls Village. The workshop is free. All participants are required to view the documentary Race, the Power of an Illusion in advance of the workshop. Register for the workshop on the Hunt Library Happenings News tab at thehuntlibrary.org. Hillsdale Concert Series will bring classical music to Hamlet Park with the new jams in the Hamlet Park Concert Series on Saturday. Members of the Hudson Festival Players will fill the town's Hamlet Park with classical music. It begins from 5 till 7 p.m. The park opening for concert guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Donation towards the cost of the concert series are encouraged, though. Hillsdale's Hamlet Park is located southwest of the intersection of State Route 22 and 23 at the traffic light. Father's Day plant and bake sale coming up on Sunday, noon till 4 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness on Route 344 in Copaic Falls. Annuals, perennials, ferns, herbs, hanging baskets for sale. Fresh baked goods also for sale. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 34,393.75 to open up today. The NASDAQ at 14,174.14 and the S&P 500 at 4,255.15. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.